The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. And now there is a new, I'm not sure whether people will be in. Well, yeah, I guess they would be, actually, Michael. Talkers.com has been the place for a long time to go every day to find out what's going on in the world of news talk radio. It's a great resource profiling a lot of hosts, the information, and our weekly countdown of the stories, the topics, the hot hits in the news talk radio. But also now you have a new publication which expands on the radio business. I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe it's worth a mention. Maybe it's
I'm sure a lot of people that listen to talk radio also listen to music radio.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And, so we also have radioinfo.com, which is all about music radio.
Yeah.
But, you know, this being the talk radio countdown show and talk radio deserving its due, and this being the...
Wait a minute.
Countdown.
I think we need to change. Didn't we discuss this last week? Didn't we have an executive session? We decided we're going to do the top hits in talk and the top hits on the radio at number five this week. It's Alicia Keys and...
Imagine.
And number four is Madonna with... And number three is Adele.
You don't do it that way. You go... And here's a long-distance dedication.
Right, yes. Anyway, we can do without that.
You'll change your name to Casey Steffen.
Yes, I can do that. Yeah. Doug the Doer, something
you know,
like
you
that.
You know, we really should, Doug the S.
Right.
What we really should do, we should really just do the countdown.
We can probably do that.
That's what we're here for.
Why don't we do that, Michael, starting at number 10.
Major League Baseball action. Number 9, the National Football League season opens. At number 8, a Turkish woman beheads an alleged rapist. How's that, from football to a beheading?
I haven't touched that with a 10-foot pole this week. Not even close did I go to
that. Well, other people were touching it enough to make it the 8th most talked about topic.
Yep.
At number 7, we have the Iran-Syria link. At number 6, we have the Arizona immigration ruling. At number 5, Eurozone economic jitters. At number 4, U.S. global competitiveness slide. At number 3, God in Jerusalem in the Democratic Party's platform. At number 2, the DNC speeches. At number 1, President Obama's record. People are talking about, you know, just how successful or unsuccessful has he really been as president, because that's exactly what it all should come down to. The People's Survey. At number 10, Joe Biden. At number 9, Hillary Clinton. At number 8, Ann Romney. Paul Ryan is at 7. Sandra Fluke at number 6. Julian Castro at number 5. Michelle Obama at 4. Bill Clinton back in action at number 3. Mitt Romney at 2. And Barack Obama at number 1. And there's the variety of hits and people that we've been talking about.
All right, let's see. Let's weave a thread here for a moment. Let's stay with the idea. Basically, last week and this week, the number one item have been the conventions and talking about the candidates. The presidential race is always up near the top and will be until November for sure. The advent of Radio Rose. We've talked about this before because it has become a big part of a lot of news talk radio stations' coverage of this sort of an event. And your company has been involved over the years and other folks setting up these Radio Rose. And this time around, there's a bit of controversy. As a matter of fact, it leads the stories at talkers.com today. The question that's been, I guess, presented, raised, if you will, by several of the more conservative, if you will, right-of-center hosts that felt they'd been abused at the Democratic National Convention. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, yeah, they a number of hosts, Roger Hedgecock walked out. A number of hosts complained that they were not getting fair treatment in terms of guests being supplied to them by the DNC. The Democratic National Committee at the Democratic National Convention, two DNCs, that they were not being given the same kind of guests that the liberals and the moderates were getting. And some of them were upset. John Fund wrote a scathing review of it, blaming the Obama administration for engaging in censorship of the media.
Mm-hmm.
And that's basically the issue.
Well,
some of the people, though, say, hey, stop whining. It's life.
Right.
And it's never fair. It's a great question. question. And I think, you know what I think, Doug? I think that after 6 days on Radio Rose in two cities, basically the same gang of people went to Tampa,
yep.
dealt with a hurricane,
yep.
then traveled to Charlotte, set up shop again. I think 6 days and in 2 weeks and a lot of travel, I think everybody's nerves were just shattered, and I think people were sick of each other.
Well, I think one of the, I called Ellen Ratner, who runs the Talk Radio News Service, who was a participant in this, to get her ideas, because it was a good sort of general interest story. And the essence, what she said is the Democrats were looking to cover especially the nine states where there is now the race is decided pretty much in every state, which is pretty disgusting when you get right down to it, that there are just nine states where there is any action. And so they wanted to have the hosts that they focused in on were in these states, and they wanted to give them the choice of people that would present their message. They tried to manage it. And in doing so, they, the Democrats, showed how poorly their grasp is of the world of News Talk Radio.
The Democrats have never had a grasp
right.
on the world of News Talk Radio, which is one of the many reasons, not the only reason, but one of the many reasons that conservative talk radio developed more successfully as a radio format than liberal talk radio did. And it's just one of the reasons. But even back in the 90s, when all of this was coming together, when it was fomenting in this wild, frothy brew of potential, remember with the earlier days of this modern era of talk radio, and even then it started to become apparent, before it was so polarized, it wasn't that polarized back in the 90s, it became apparent that the Republicans played ball and were just more accessible
yep.
to talk radio than the Democrats. I mean, we're talking about the, and this is not a partisan remark on my part, I'm just talking about how I see the operations of these media relationships.
Yep.
The Democrats don't even treat the liberal hosts nicely.
No, they just don't get it.
Right, right. It's not that they're biased against the conservatives. I can't tell you how many liberal hosts have complained to me that they can't get arrested with the Democrats in terms of getting good guests and getting interviews and getting access.
Yeah.
It's crazy. They
should, it is.
They never played it right,
yeah.
and they still don't.
All right. Well, there it is. It's, I guess, a moderate condemnation of what goes on. I don't want to put words in your mouth. I would read it that way. And when I used to do a political talk program, I agree. They were ridiculous. They're obnoxious would be the word I'd use in terms of, and I was not their foe. I mean, if anything, you know, I've always had a fairly good reputation of being even-handed, and I wasn't trying to skewer any of them, and they just, you know, they just, the word I always used was arrogant.
Yeah, but the other point that I believe is that talk show hosts, sports reporters, political reporters, anybody who feels that they have to cozy up with the people being reported on, they're going to lose in the end anyway.
Right.
I mean, what do you expect? These are politicians.
Right.
I mean, so the other side of the coin is, hey, go out and do some investigating. Go out and be independent. Go out and make it happen on your own. Don't expect the people you want to cover, perhaps even criticize, to make it easy for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the other side of the coin, and I try to take into consideration all those factors.
Yep. All right. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, back with more food for thought when it comes to the world of news talk radio. He's the man, and he's here on The Countdown.
Baa, baa, black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
$5.99 carry out pizza video. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
It's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We don't even want to think about this limited time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's $5.99 carryout pizza deal. This week only, get a large pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Now through September 9th, only at Domino's.
Carryout only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in News Talk Radio, courtesy of Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com, always reviewing not only these hot hits, but some of the stories anecdotally about the various pieces of these. We call them formats, I guess, or sub-formats, because sports talk radio is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger all the time. We have a substantial number of radio programs and hosts and radio stations that are devoted to so-called business news or money news, and one of the most popular hosts in that genre is Ray Lucia, been doing it for quite a long time, and he had a problem this week, which he seems to be dealing with. This is the first time this problem's come up, Michael, but this guy seems to be standing up and saying, wait a minute, not so fast.
Yeah, no, he has an answer, and it's at Talkers.com both yesterday's and earlier this week and at the end of the week, the story of what the SEC is claiming and then his answer. The fact is, you know, you shouldn't rush to judgment, but on the other hand, some of these people are scurrilous, but I don't necessarily think he is, and he answers the charges very well, and he probably will be acquitted.
Is it difficult sometimes to this comes down into another thing that we've talked about from time to time, and that is people who buy programs and they become hosts because they paid for the time. You think most often people who are listening to these programs really get that that's the case?
Less and less, because there are more and more of them. Once upon a time, they were called brokered shows that were very rare.
Yeah.
So you could tell it was a brokered show. Nowadays, yeah, it's hard to tell which ones are the people that are working for the radio station for salaries as hired hosts and experts, and those that buy the time themselves. And some of the people who buy the times themselves, by the way, are very good.
Yeah.
And some of them are better than the people who are hired.
Right.
So I don't want to condemn a whole part of the industry.
No, not at all.
But some of them are there merely to promote their products.
It's a healthy part of the industry, which is full of information, we hope, to go along with the controversy, the comments, the good conversation, because that's what it's all about. News Talk Radio in review. This has been this week's Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers.com, going through the list for us.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman is next up on the Countdown. The overview of the hot hits every week, the top stories, almost cries, begs, if you will, for commentary from a well-researched lawyer. And because we couldn't find one, we've got Stephen, one of the actually well-known legal minds and teachers, professors, if you will, professors on the law. It's really interesting to get Steve's point of view on a lot of these things. So we get started, the legal implications of some of the activity this week. For example, that organic food study, which is basically a rehash, Steve, of 240-odd studies that have been done.
Yeah.
And there are a lot of people who want to do, you know, they want to sue for whomever. You sold me something and said it was organic and it's not. Or you told me it was going to be good for me and it's not. How dare you? I'm going to sue you. So, I mean, really, what does come? What should people be aware of in terms of the legalities of a label that says organic and it really isn't?
You don't really know. One of the conclusions was that there was no more amounts of vitamins and minerals in them than in the ordinary. The big thing was the amount of pesticides, and the studies did indicate that there were less in the so-called organics, but it did indicate that that was not a significant amount that was even in the non-organics. So there are laws against deceptive advertising, and mm-hmm. it would really depend upon the product. If some was advertising that they were organic and didn't fit the general standard, then that's something where, you know, perhaps there could be some kind of a lawsuit. But for many of them, you know, the fact is there are still some believers that think that the amount pesticides could be significant, and as long as that's what they're playing up without necessarily saying that this is making it any healthier, they could protect themselves. So unfortunately, I'm going to give you the lawyer answer, which is, well, it could go either way.
Yeah. Terrific. Well, there is...
But I'll get a fee.
Right, exactly. You get paid no matter what. The idea here is to differentiate whether it's healthier or safer. They're two different things.
Yeah, exactly.
They are safer, yes. Are they healthier? Eh. That's what it boils down to.
Exactly.
So can lawsuits, though, have there been more trivial ways that lawsuits have been conducted and or won with decisive victories from one side or the other?
You know, I don't think so. You know, it's what I often tell the classes, you know, when you don't see a headline about the plane that flies from L.A. to New York and lands safely and there's no luggage lost. Well, maybe the part about luggage lost, because that's the norm. But when it comes to lawsuits, they are the unusual ones that really do make the news. So, and even then, there was a lawsuit in the Boston Federal District Court where someone sued Wham-O, the maker of the Frisbee, saying that there should have been a warning on there that the Frisbee hit my daughter in the eye and it could hurt her. So the judge acted absolutely properly and not only threw out the lawsuit, but assessed damages charges against both the lawyer who brought it and the client. So we do have some rules. Maybe they aren't even used enough against frivolous lawsuits, but I think the number of frivolous lawsuits are probably less than we think.
All right. Arizona has been able to start using part of this law that was enacted last year. Supreme Court said no to some of it, but in terms of actually checking people and finding out whether they have their papers or not, that apparently is legit. Is that going to be challenged even further, or what happens when somebody stops you in Arizona for a good cause, or do they have to have a cause?
No, well, they have to have a cause. They can't be just looking to see if you're an immigrant or not. Otherwise, for any reason, that would be an illegal search and seizure without probable cause. But I think this does indicate a few things. One, yes, when Arizona lost on some parts of their law, immigration law is something that is superseded from the states to the federal government. The federal government has the power there. But really what Arizona was saying is, okay, you're not enforcing it. We're going to enforce the laws that are there. And just like when you would look at anyone at a traffic stop to see if there's an outstanding criminal warrant, it's entirely legitimate to see if this is someone who's here illegally as an immigrant. So I think what we're seeing happening is the gauntlet is being thrown to the federal government. You're not doing enough in regard to immigration, and if you're not going to, we will within the bounds of what we're allowed to do.
All right. This week we became aware of the fact that Iran is sending military machinery to Syria, and they're flying over Iraqi airspace. We don't like that, but is there anything we can do about it?
Well, there really isn't anything we can do about it other than put some pressure on the Iraqis, whose proverbial butts we bailed out in of the fire, to not permit this. But I think Iraq is probably not ready to take on Iran at this time. So as a practical matter, there probably is little we could do without invading the sovereign.
All right, so the Iranians, the story hasn't been told accurately. The Iranians are intimidating the Iraqis.
Oh, yeah. They seem to be intimidating everybody in the area except the Israelis. And if someone else doesn't step up, I've heard rumors that Israel's planning an October attack. We'll see what happens.
The October surprise.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Happy Yom Kippur.
Yeah, right, exactly. And happy election to whoever the next president is going to be. All right,
yeah.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, attorney at law. Check out his two very compelling websites, stevelaw.net. And for those of you who want information on how to avoid scams, scamicide.com. Plus, he's got a new book coming out that will be it's a continuing overview of the scams. So you'll find out about that at scamicide.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to camelmilkforsale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's camelmilkforsale.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing. We're going to go back to a tradition started on this program 12, 13, 14 years ago. And for a number of years, it was one of the most popular parts of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. And that was touching base, checking in with various talk hosts, talk personalities around the country, most of them local folks, because I think they have an interesting story to tell about how some of these topics you're familiar with, we've been reviewing, we always do on the countdown, the top 10 stories, if you will, the topics, the hot hits of the week. So if we go to a local radio station that carries the countdown and we talk to one of the hosts, we sort of figure we'll get a spin from the local angle on some of these issues. And thus we have Alan Ludell with us, who is a special guest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. He is an interviewer and hosts a lot of hours on our countdown affiliate, 1150 AM WDEL. He does the Delaware News at noon, the afternoon news, the evening news, the overnight news, the morning news. He's everywhere. Don't snooze because he has to do the news. How do you like that? Could be your new slogan, Alan.
That and blogging news all the time.
Blogging news. How much of an impact? That's a very good place for us to start. The impact that your blogging and the website for the radio station have on the issues that you will spend time on the air, the things that you're covering. How influential are the social media there?
Well, for us, of course, it's an ever-expanding source of listeners and support, so very, very important. I must say at the outset, since I am a straight news person, that's my persona. I try to play devil's advocate. I don't try to be partisan one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
Blogging is always a little difficult because people do want to get an insight. They do want to get some kind of opinion. So I do express some, but more in terms of analysis rather than saying, you know, this is the party line, DR. R or L or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
So with that caveat, there are times there's just an obvious topic in the news, whether local or national, and I blog about it, and our talk show hosts pick up on it, and we run on the air with it. And sometimes some stories you see or hear just are meant for talk radio and for blogs.
Yep.
And others are arcane and important, but you know you're not going to get a lot of hits or certainly a lot of comments, but you mm-hmm. still feel obligated to do them once in a while.
Every once in a while, management comes into the discussion of how we do what we do. And I wonder if your management ever says anything to you or that you know of to any of the other hosts about toning it down. Maybe you ought to take it easy on this guy. Or do you just do what you do and nobody says boo?
On the blog, I've never, ever had any kind of reaction of any kind from management. Absolutely not at all. I feel very free. But again, my persona is not to, get the station in trouble or all
right.
that. I just try to offer analysis and things you don't see elsewhere. Talk show hosts, they have great freedom, too. I mean, every once in a while you get into a very narrow issue, you know, where you start bordering on, somebody said something that could be potentially libel. The legal area is different, but no, generally we have a lot of latitude here. One thing I would say that probably differentiates this station from a lot of others around the United States, and maybe it's because we do so many news hours, but consultants tend to say, don't do these topics, don't do international. It's a turnoff for younger listeners, in particular younger women. But, I've had great freedom, and I'll do Delaware, but I'll also go in-depth into Pakistan or Afghanistan. And as you know, that's a turnoff for people now, and understandably, people become fatigued over the subject, but nonetheless, we can't shut our eyes either.
We're talking to Alan Ludell, who is the host of a number of programs on our Countdown affiliate, 1150 AM WDEL. Let's get to the root of some of the things that have been top topics this week, and I want to just kind of get your feel as to what you think the people in your audience are feeling, not necessarily about your coverage, but the events themselves. The Democratic
Sure.
National Convention over now. I don't know if Rick Jensen, who's on your staff, went to the two conventions. It would be sort of, I wouldn't be surprised if he had gone, because that's what he likes to do, that sort of thing. How much conversation was part, in terms of your program and some of the other programs, was focused on the events at the DNC?
On the news hours, extensively so. On the talk shows, one of several topics. I must say, in candor, we were having a children's hospital radiothon to raise money, and so in a strange way, we were a little bit divorced from convention some hours. But generally, the talk host got into it, not exclusively so. And I would categorize opinion along four lines. I mean, the people who are narrowly or not so narrowly partisan, but still partisan, right and left. The people who are more nuanced and, will take everything with a grain of salt. And then some people that say a pox in both their houses, it's not going to change. Both parties are out of control or in the hands of certain interests. So, I mean, you get a lot of that. I am sometimes surprised that you don't get more people who call who say truly they're morally conflicted, or they really wrestle with the overall themes of the two major parties. I'm sometimes surprised you don't get more calls like that. For example, a gay person who nonetheless has a conservative economic philosophy might feel it very difficult to be a D or an R. Or a Jewish person who's adamantly, staunchly pro-Israel but also very liberal on social issues. Or a Catholic who considers himself or herself across the board pro-life, anti-abortion, but also anti-capital punishment, anti-war, and believes in a social safety net. So if women have their babies, there's something for them. Well, I just cited three hypothetical groups, but examples of where I think talk radio and the news media, just in giving deference to the platforms of the two parties and their overall ideological approaches, never consider the people who honestly, they're not apathetic, but they're morally conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of that around, and it does sometimes make for good conversation. Alan Ludell from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware, is with us now. One of the great traditions of this program has been to bring you hosts of folks that are working on the stations that carry the program who are steeped in the news talk tradition. We continue with this conversation about the week's top talk radio topics in a moment here on The Countdown.
Jumbo's 5.99 carry-out pizza deal. So amazing, we can't even talk about it on the air.
Sure we can. It's our large, inspired pizza with any two toppings for just $5.99.
There's a price so low, we can't even say it out loud.
I just did. It's $5.99.
We're not even allowed to think about this limited-time offer.
Is this how you really talk?
Yes.
Backed by popular demand, it's Domino's 5.99 carry-out pizza deal. This week only, get a large pizza with any two toppings of your choice for just $5.99. Now through September 9th, only at Domino's.
Carry-out only. Deep dish may be extra. You must ask for this limited-time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
Look, I'm all for modern conveniences.
But ask yourself, do you really need a blender with 23 buttons just to chop an onion? At GEICO, we think life should be simpler. So we make it super simple to save on car insurance. Just one click and you could be on your way to saving hundreds. Come on, people. Life doesn't have to be that complicated.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. And independent studies show that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
In the nation, we can't make traffic jams or love handles disappear. But we can eliminate deductibles. You'll get $100 off for every year of safe driving when you add Vanishing Deductible from Nationwide Insurance. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Optional feature subject to eligibility, underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Max credit $500. Details and availability vary by state. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Alan Laudell here with us on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, our overview of the top stories, the people that are discussed every week on the stations that carry this program, from the mind and experience of the well-known hosts on the individual stations. And Alan Laudell is with us from WDEL. The top 10 list includes the SEAL Team 6 book. And I wonder how interested your folks are there in the Wilmington area. This is something that has grabbed a lot of attention, a lot of headlines. So, and it's, I think it's pretty interesting. Farda, what are you finding?
Have not heard very much reaction to that on the air here. Now, maybe I was listening at the wrong time. Of course, I'm also working simultaneously.
Right.
The talk shows are on the air. I have done some interviews about it. We haven't had very much audience reaction. Honestly, I think that reflects that a lot of Americans, and at least in this part of the country, really want to put all that behind. It's done. Of course, unfortunately, American troops are still in both Afghanistan and Iraq, so you can't argue that that's done.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, even the taking casualties, deaths and injuries, there just seems to be an OD factor on news from
over
that part of the world.
And, yeah, yeah.
Perhaps also with the book.
Yeah. All right. So then let's see if this is, I don't know what the immigrant population is in Wilmington, frankly, or how much of a problem illegal immigration is there. We all have spent time listening to and perhaps talking about the Arizona immigration ruling, sort of the update, which allows police to ask for people for their quote-unquote papers. If nothing else, that has to get some people worked up. Does it affect your area?
Not a major issue in Delaware. It did come up in a Senate race a few years ago, but the candidate running talking about that a Republican who became a Democrat named Jan Ting, a Temple University law professor, never got very much traction. And so not a discussion about Arizona per se. It has come up periodically in the past. It came up more often when it became a local issue.
Well, I wondered, yeah, how...
suburb of Wilmington, Ellesmere, who is a staunch anti-illegal immigration person.
So does this sort of thing go on? There are illegal... What's the population of your area, just in general terms? How much of a illegal...
Well, the people we have in downstate Delaware who happen to be from other countries and who have a greater possibility of being illegally here tend to be from Central America, actually Guatemala and some Mexico. And every once in a while you'll see a Mexican license plate on a car. I noted it several times this year, but
really?
Presumably those are in the country legally. In terms of legal immigration, a significant proportion of people we see here, and Joe Biden one time got into trouble alluding to this group, but people from the Indian subcontinent, India, Pakistan, and at least in this neck of the woods, have significant involvement in many of the smaller family-owned convenience stores and liquor stores here.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that is something that manages to rear its head. Now, going one step further sort of with that train of thought, the local gas stations, the price of gasoline, that's been a hot-button issue on the countdown off and on all year.
Sure.
I mean, actually for a number of years with good reason. This really hits everybody right where it hurts, and it's got to be something. I mean, you have some refineries around you fairly close, don't you?
That's right. We also have a few in the Philadelphia area that we're closing. So, you know, that becomes a factor.
Why are they closing?
Well, for at least one or two, doesn't appear to have been profitable enough, and that has provoked some controversy. The other interesting thing, though, with gas prices, of course, when you have a tiny state like Delaware, we have three neighboring states, and people might be tempted to go across the state line where it's more inexpensive. The interesting thing is New Jersey, even though New Jersey is a high-tax state and is really high-priced in every other way, typically the prices at the pump are dramatically lower in Jersey than they are here in Delaware or even neighboring Pennsylvania or Maryland. Problem becomes, though, there's the toll on the bridge, so there would not be much benefit to cross the bridge to get gas unless you had other business in New Jersey.
I was, you know, isn't that interesting? How many times have we, I say this for those who don't know, we have Alan Ludell, who's from WDEL in Wilmington, Delaware. The bridge he's talking about is the Delaware River Bridge, Gap. What do they call it? No, I forgot.
Well, we have the Delaware Memorial Bridge, River Bay Bridge here. The Delaware Water Gap is actually further up in between PA and New Jersey, north of or northeast of Wilmington.
Yeah.
You have bridges, and the interesting thing is they even have their own authority, their own jurisdiction. We talk about a political chicken nest there, but, you know, their own police department, everything else, which fascinates me because a big river like the much wider Mississippi River has none of those things when you cross the bridge.
The organic debate versus non-organic when it comes to produce, do people understand what the real issue is here? And because your area actually has a lot of what we call here in the Northeast truck farms, produce farms. You have some great farming areas in your area and up north in southern Jersey. And so and there's a big movement, the locavore movement, I'm sure, has taken off there where people want local produce. What's this doing in terms of conversation to people's understanding of the issue?
More typically, if we have conversation about agricultural things, it's more about Delaware chickens and whether or not there is a trade battle with another country where they're not able to go in and that sort of thing. Haven't had much organic versus non-organic discussion here. And, you know, at this point, I think a lot of people are trying to figure out whether it's ideological or for real. Whether there is an inherent advantage, clearly there may also be a socioeconomic dimension where certain people from certain backgrounds just automatically grasp organic much more quickly and emphatically than other people. I'll tell you, though, you talk about battles. One thing that has come up a lot here lately has been just driving. And inattentive driving, cell phones, parking, SUVs, in particular, when we had our program director and another guy sit in and do a local show, they were doing a lot about the etiquette of driving, and that packed the phones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would think it would. Well, it's always intriguing to find out what's happening on the local level as well as the national and how these things are playing either or. Alan, good to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Alan Ludell, who is a special anchor on our Countdown affiliate, 1150 a.m. at the DEA.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Michael Levine is with us on the Countdown, the founder of Levine Communication Office in Los Angeles, one of the country's foremost experts. The PR firm that has his name has done so many things over the years, working with people who are Academy Award winners, advice to folks from presidents on down, politically and otherwise. Michael Levine is an expert when it comes to advising people on spin. Because basically, that's what PR is. It can be factual spin. It can be enlightening spin. It can be entertaining spin, but it still is spin. So if I went right to the core of this week's events, the Democratic National Convention, I don't know that I asked you this exactly this way last week when you were on about the Republicans, but which, in terms of relevance, do you think, again, trying to put the Democrats' best foot forward, who people listened to, who did a good job, and who didn't do a good job to help the cause, right?
Overall, it was a very good convention, but certainly Bill Clinton remains the undisputed champion. His speech was a grand slam. He was terrific in every way, style, message.
He got the troops rallied around, but did he really help people who would be on the fence, who would be trying to figure out whether they were going to vote for Barack Obama instead of Mitt Romney?
To the extent that any human being could do that, he did. He was superb. A+. Barack Obama did a good job. His cadence, his delivery was excellent. His specifics were very weak. Nobody apparently has bothered to tell the president, Mr. President, we're broke. All these lofty ideas that he has.
I love the idea he's going to build new bridges and the money he saves from being in Afghanistan. Hello, we're borrowing $1 trillion a year. We don't have any extra money. What are you talking about?
Right. Now, on the negative side, our mayor in Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa, was a dud. He was a very weak chairman. He came across as the inarticulate speaker that he is.
Well, then there was Mumbles Menino, the mayor of Boston. He didn't do any favors for anybody either, did he?
probably not. This this former governor, a woman from Michigan, sounds like she needs to be put
on home.
Yeah, she needs to be on medication tonight, an IV medication. I mean, she sounds like Howard Dean on acid. But generally, it was a very favorable convention for the Democrats. I imagine they will get a modest bump out of it. However, today's jobs reports are horrible, only creating 91,000 jobs. My dear and beloved friends, facts are stubborn things. Facts are stubborn things. The economy is not getting better. And whoever told Joe Biden that America is not in decline, I don't know what planet he's on, by any discernible standard. My dear and beloved Vice President, America is in decline, which is exactly why so many Americans think that we're in grave trouble.
They were really good at trying to forget about what the realities are. We haven't had time yet. Who bought that argument? Is that a good argument for them to put forth?
Oh, my God. Oh. It's painful how grown people who are very bright can say such a thing with a straight face. It's
right.
painful.
But you know what the best part of this? We hadn't heard this until earlier in the week. Joe Biden's GM lives and Osama bin Laden's dead. There's nothing
what
better than that.
What a great line.
Perfect.
If I ran the Democratic political campaign, which I do not, but if I did, I would make sure that every Democratic car in America had that bumper sticker on. It is a great line. And it's true, by the way.
Now, does it affect?
And it's true.
How many people will that bring over into the camp?
Well, it will make a point that there have been some accomplishments of this administration, but it does not speak to the overall economy, which is unfortunately not recovering nearly to the degree it should.
Yeah, but the people, but you know, you're the PR genius. You know as well as anybody that a 30-second soundbite, a 15-second trim, a 4-second whatever it is, that's what people, that's how they think. They don't think in facts. They think in slogans and gibberish and stuff. You have been...
Well, they think in emotion. And look, there's no question when you look at the Democratic Convention, you look into that audience, that not only do people in that audience love Barack Obama, they love the idea of Barack Obama.
Yeah.
They are so proud that an articulate, charming African-American is president of the United States. They finally had one of their own.
Yeah, it's really a shame because there are probably better people, more qualified, who fit into that category. Michael Levine from the LCO office, Levine Communication Office. And don't forget this blog that he has. It's a news site, the LBN Alert, with all the news from every particular angle you can think of, inside and often news before you get anywhere else. I don't know how Michael does it, but that's part of his deal. Michael Levine here, the founder of the Levine Communication Office and LBN Online, here on The Countdown.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.